How many people here like really big surprises? Yeah, yeah. Well, we're going to have a really big surprise tonight. There are three living people, and there's a lot of great masters of the past, but there are three living people who I consider absolutely essential to grasping what we call direct marketing. And those of you that were in Cleveland got to see one of them. That's Dan Kennedy. We just had another one, John Carlton. And believe it or not, we have, and here's the thing about these three guys. Trying to do direct marketing, which is what we do, does everybody understand that we're in the, I didn't give my speech on that, but we are in the direct marketing business. Does everybody understand that? No, who doesn't? Just raise their hand. Okay, if you don't understand that, really, I will personally be glad to explain to you. We are in the direct marketing business. And not having access to the ideas of these three guys is like going into battle without bullets in your gun. You're going to look good for about 2 seconds. It's going to be all over. Okay. Anybody who's heard me speak about marketing, probably ever, has heard me mention this fellow's name, this third fellow's name, because there are a few key elements, foundational things in marketing that I have not ever been able to explain better than this guy. So if you know me, you know I quote and I give the attribution of where these ideas come from. Well, we have the third, by amazing happenstance, we have the third person in my trio of essential direct marketing minds. And I think it's fair to say this may be the most essential person in our field. He's probably done more to inspire and enliven and, you know, bring juice to our business than any single individual. His name is Gary Halbert, and he's here to speak with us. If you know our business, you know his name.
Thank you. Thank you. I've tried to define what my goal is tonight, and it just occurred to me what my goal is. How many of you have a profitable website? Pretty many hands here. Well, my goal is to ruin your night's sleep tonight. Because if you listen and implement to the things I tell you, you're going to triple the profits of your website, guaranteed, flat out. And if I had more time, we'd do better than that. But I would like to see everybody coming in here tomorrow, all bleary-eyed from having a whole night's buzz sleep, and I'm going to see if I can do that. You just heard John, who's one of the master copywriters of the world, talk a lot about copywriting. And you're probably not going to get a better copywriting education from anyone than you're going to get from John. There's a few people that give, there's some good copywriting material out there, but there's none better than him. But I'm going to talk to you about a subject that is hardly ever paid attention to in marketing that I think you should really begin to pay attention to, and it's something that I call human engineering. Now, a lot of you have heard that I am known as the best copywriter in the world. And for Christ's sake, I would be the last to deny that. I think it has to be true because it says so right in my newsletter. But the truth is, believe it or not, the copywriting is not nearly as important as human engineering. And I'm going to give you a few examples of human engineering. When I first started in direct mail, I read every book that there was on marketing, and I read every book there was on direct mail. And I used to spend all my money on printing and postage, and I was so fanatical about it that there was one time when my wife and I were sitting in a house with no running water or electricity because I'd spent the money for postage. And my wife, who is not my wife anymore, was a very pig-headed woman and said, you know, you're either going to have to learn to do this right or get a job. Now, I've been fired from every job I've ever had, even the job as a paperboy. There was one job I didn't get fired for because I quit to go to another job who they fired me there. And so I sat down and I used what John and I call the gun to the head theory, and I said, what would I do if I had to write a letter and get somebody to respond to this letter? And or I would be beheaded, literally. And that letter I wrote became the most widely mailed letter in history. I think it was over 1 billion pieces. My partner died in the early 90s, and we'd already mailed 600 million of them. 361 words, one page. Part of human engineering is being on target. There's a guy a lot of you know named Dean Jackson, has a book on divorce that outsells all the others combined. Most books on divorce are something like how to stop that lousy bastard from getting away from you and having a cent left, or how to stop that rotten bitch from robbing you blind. But his book was just Stop Your Divorce. And because in every divorce, there's almost always somebody that doesn't want the divorce. And he was on target. And being on target is much more important than being facile with words. If you had just won the national lottery, there is no boring way I could tell you that, is there? Or if your wife just had triplets, could I convey that message in a way that would not be interesting to you? I mean, with sloppy grammar, without clever writing, it couldn't be done. But how many of you, the men in this room, how many of you are addicted to knitting? Well, if I wrote a world-class letter on knitting, no matter how clever I was, you know, no matter whose letters I modeled, if I rummaged through Carlton's collection and my collection and everything, I'm not going to sell you this letter on knitting, because you're not interested in knitting. And one of the biggest secrets in marketing that people don't grasp is sell stuff people want to buy. It's really so simple. In fact, I like to go even further and talk about selling stuff that they can't continue their lives happily if they don't buy it. Like in my last seminar, I talked about yeast infections. I don't think anybody wakes up in the morning, gee, you know, I'm kind of curious about yeast infection. I think I'll type it in a search engine and check it out. You know, that doesn't happen. And the way you ought to think about the internet is you should think of it as a phone book. A phone book, you know, you don't ever decide, wake up in the morning and say, I want to read about carpet cleaners, or I wonder what people who fix automatic transmissions are doing today, do you? You go to that book because you're looking for a solution. And when you're building a website, look for things that people need a solution for or aspire to. And think of the internet as a phone book, a Yellow Pages on steroids, surrounded by a massive amount of clutter. Now, Britney Spears will be on, you know, the top list of search for words, but you won't find her in the phone book, you know. And so the distinction is that you definitely want to solve problems for people. The one trait of all of the really good copywriters that I know is an insatiable curiosity. You know, right now, you know, I would drive 500 miles to buy a $10 book by Thomas Hall if I could find one, because he had figured out the answers to so many problems. Everybody here is on a quest for information, and that's great, because all great marketers are information junkies. But did you know that every daily edition of the New York Times contains more information than was created in the entire 17th century? And a speaker at my seminars, Joaquin de Posada, I think he said by the year 2005 or 2007, it's estimated that information will increase double every 18 hours. You know, and people go around saying information is king. That's not true. If information were king, everybody that has a PC would be a billionaire. All the information in the world is right there. You know, it is properly edited, focused stuff implemented this thing. So I would rather end up teaching you one or two or three things that you stayed with than covering every subject in the world with you, because you're not going to remember a lot of things anyway. There are two things that people on the internet are absolutely starving for, and that is content and contact. My newsletter doesn't even come up in a search engine if you type in advertising, copywriting, direct marketing, or nothing. Yet it's one of the top and secretly one of the most profitable newsletters on the entire internet. And when people go to my website, you know what? They don't read one of the letters. You know how many they read? They read all of the letters. They stay there and they want more. Because what I do is I pour my heart out and I give them content. I used to sell encyclopedias door to door, and they would train you how to do it. And what you did is you showed up in a suit and tie with your two briefcases, knocked on the door. When somebody opened it, you pawed your foot like you were going in, and usually you got the door slammed in your face. What I learned to do very quickly is to leave my briefcase in the car, take off my suit and tie, roll my shirt sleeves up, and I'd knock on somebody's door, and I'd turn around, and I'd walk away from the door and look apparently at a flower or something. The woman in the house, it was usually a woman, would open the door, and I would pretend not to hear it. And she would say, "May I help you?" And I'd turn around and startle. I'd say, "Oh, I'm sorry, I was just looking at the roses here. They're beautiful." I said, "I don't know if you can help me or not." I said, "I think I've got the wrong address. I'm looking for the McGillicuddy family. Could you tell me where they live?" And she would say, "Well, this is the McGillicuddy family." And I would say, "Oh, Christ, I lucked out. I'm good. I was supposed to come out and talk to you for a couple of minutes." And I would waltz right through the doors. You see the difference between the way that they're doing it and the way that it's normally done? That's human engineering. I'm going to tell you a way that some of you might be able to use that I just did. I sent a message recently to all of my people and offered to reveal a secret to them, but told them I couldn't reveal it online. They'd have to send me my snail mail address. And my home is just, I printed them all out. You know, there's oogobs of them. So I turned it in to a newsletter, one-page newsletter, and it is on the envelope icon. I have people click on an envelope icon to open up and read the newsletter. It says, "The shortest, parentheses, and most valuable, close parentheses, newsletter that Gary Halbert has ever written." And if I can see with the help of this flashlight, I'm going to read this to you because it's going to illustrate a point. When I tell you something else about it. I always start my letters from north of Jewfish Creek, Thursday, 4:53 p.m. "Dear friend and subscriber, have you ever wondered if I tell all my marketing secrets in newsletters and at my seminars? Actually, I do not. But I have decided to reveal to some of you perhaps my most important secret for making huge profits. Nobody has ever told you about this because nobody else knows about it. There's just one catch. I cannot reveal this secret online. I have to send it to you via snail mail. If you've been reading my newsletters for any length of time, I think you know by now
I never misuse your email address, nor do I let anyone else use your email address for any reason whatsoever. By the same token, if you give me your snail mail address, it will be safe with me. I will consider it as sacred as I do your email address. And as soon as you give me your snail mail address, I will mail you a letter containing this huge secret you can use to make tons of money, and I will reveal this secret for free. Like I said, you will never get this piece of information from anybody else. Nobody else knows it. So if you are interested, simply email me your snail mail address to my personal email address, which is nosexgary@aol.com. There's a little story behind that if you ever want to hear. By the way, in the subject line of your email to me, please write snail mail address so I won't mistake your email for spam and delete it without reading it. Thanks for reading this rather long message. Sincerely, Gary C. Halbert. P.S. This is, without doubt, the most profitable thing you will ever learn about how to increase website profits. Now, right now, if you go to my website, that letter is in first place. I'm, of course, writing a new newsletter, and the new newsletter will soon be in first place. But that letter will forever be in second place, and I consider that my flycatcher letter. Because once people get to know and trust me, they have no problem. In fact, people voluntarily send me their email addresses. They send me their business address. They send me their phones. They send me their faxes. They send all of that. And I have a steady stream coming in every day of that. And you know what? You know what I do then? Now, what I'm going to read to you is going to seem to be redundant. But I would rather be redundant than remiss, because all of you have to get this. All right, the person has sent me the snail mail address, and we have a 20-page letter. This is in an envelope with my corner card address. It's already stamped, and as soon as we get the snail mail address, this is already printed and sealed. We just write that and put it in the mail the same day. And here's what it says. From north of Jewfish Creek, Friday 8:44 p.m., dear friend and subscriber, if you read just the first two pages of this letter, you will learn a secret that will probably make you rich. If you read the other 18 pages, you will learn about other secrets that, if you choose to use them, can make you more money than any sane person can possibly spend. Why am I sending you this information? Well, a short time ago, you read a message from me delivered to you by the magic of the internet, and that message said, dear friend and subscriber, have you ever wondered if I tell all my marketing secrets in my newsletters and at my seminars? Actually, I do not, et cetera, et cetera. And it repeats the same thing that they read. Well, why do I do that? Well, the thing is, what has happened since they sent me their snail mail address? Have they just sent her waiting for my letter? No, the boiler broke and it's flooded, you know, and the boss wants his report, and the husband is bitching at the wife for something that she didn't do, or she's bitching. Life has interfered. So I'm reminding him that he did this, why I'm doing it, and rekindling his interest in it. And then I send him what happens to be what segues into, I give them the information. I actually give them the information. That's very important. Is I deliver on the promise. And then I segue into how they could get a lot more secrets if they would buy the tapes of my seminar. What I'm going to say to you, I'm going to tell you something, and most of you are going to learn, well, test it. And I'm going to tell you something that if you have half a drop of marketing sense in your head, you'll know that you don't even have to test it when I'm finished talking about it. And here it is. You should never let somebody order something from you online. That's the biggest thing that everybody does wrong. Click here to order. And they click there to order, and that is where you lose 90% of the orders that you're going to get. Now, let's see if I can prove that.
You're on an airplane, and you've had to wait 2.5 hours for takeoff, and you've read the airlines magazine, and now you pick up the SkyMall magazine. You tell me how many people haven't done this. You go through this, and there's stuff that you got to have. Here's a watch that tells you what time it is in 3 time zones when your girlfriend's ovulating and she's going to be horny. I mean, there's great pictures of stuff you got to buy in here, right? And you tear these sheets out, and you take them home. Say you're on your way to a hotel room, and you're going to buy them. Or sometimes, you know, I take the whole damn magazine with me. And I get back to the hotel, you know, and you land at the airport. You fight your way through the crowds. You pick up your luggage. You get to the rent-a-car place. You fill out 37,000 questions. You try to find your hotel after driving 2.5 hours. It's a quarter mile from the airport, and you find it. You get into the hotel, and you check in, and you're a non-smoker, and they put you in a smoker's room. And they say, "We're sorry, sir or madam. If you'll just wait, we've got a non-smoker's room, but it's not made up yet." And so you go back to down to the lobby, and you watch CNN vomit up the same news every 15 minutes, you know. And I don't even know why they do the news anymore. It's all the same. They just ought to say clone it. And then they tell you that your room is ready. And you go back upstairs, but you put your magnetic key in, but it doesn't work because they forgot to change the key. So you lug all your baggage back down to the desk, and you give it to them, and they go, and they give you a key that works, and you go take all your luggage back upstairs, and you put the key in, the door opens, and you go in. And being the anal, compulsive person that you are, you hang up all your clothes, and you arrange your utensils just right, and you call your spouse, you know, and say, "Honey, I'm here." And she asks you, "How was the flight?" And since the flight was only 13 hours extra, you tell her, "Oh, it was just routine." "What's new at home?" And she tells you, "Well, the water heater busted, and the water's rising in the basement. It's about a foot from the living room floor. The plumber's on his way over. He says it's going to be $175 an hour because he usually doesn't work after 1 o'clock," and tells you this litany thing. And by the way, you know that inventory report your boss wanted you to have at noon? He wants it at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. And et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so you don't get any sleep that night, and you're working on the inventory report. And these things keep happening, and you don't order from these things. And how many of you have carried this magazine or pages from it home with stuff that you thought was just the neatest thing since sliced bread and eventually just crumpled it away, threw it away because you knew you're never going to have time to buy it? Has anybody done that? Let me see your hands here. Okay, well, let me tell you something. First of all, the shelf life of a buying urge is very short. And the shelf life between actually buying something that you're sold on and until life interferes with you is almost no time whatsoever. You know, have you ever noticed in conversations you get in meetings today and four of you get together for a great meeting, the guy says, "Well, I got to take that call," and he pulls out his cell phone. And since he's talking alone, he says, "Well, I may as well make a cell phone too." And then he makes a cell phone call. You got four guys table, all of them talking on the cell phone, you know, and nobody's doing nothing. Life interferes constantly. So I'll tell you something that just tested, and I'm going to tell you. Claude Hopkins, back in the 1920s, did a test, and he was introducing a free product, and you could get it. He advertised it in New York City in millions of pages of newspapers. And he said, "It's easy to get a free sample of this product. Just write your name and address on a piece of paper and send it to us in an envelope. We'll send it right out to you. Second cell, it's easy to get a sample of this product. Just write your name and address. Or just call such and such a number, give us your name and address, and we'll send it to you. Or it's easy to get your free sample. You can just write your name and address and send it to us, or if you prefer, you can call." So he gave him both options. The call-only option outpulled the other options by 3-1. Now, I've tested that recently a dozen times, and the call-only option always outpulls everything else. And you should never allow your people to order any way whatsoever except by making a telephone call. Now, let me tell you something about online ordering. I have a friend named Scott Haynes, who's a pretty good copywriter, by the way. And there was a piece of software he wanted recently. It's $149.50. And I told the story about how he tried to order it 6 times. And you know, for computers are unforgiving. If you put a hyphen out of place or put a comma instead of a period, bang, bang, there's an error message and it doesn't go through. And he said, I wish you would have talked to me before you wrote about that in the letter. He said, you know why? And I said, no. He said, because I tried over 40 times with 6 different credit cards to order that. And believe it or not, I'm going to tell you a big secret. People still don't like giving out their credit cards over the internet. Enough of them do it for you to make a profit doing business the way that you're doing it. But you need to understand that really often the good is the enemy of the great. And I believe you should offer a phone-only option. And I believe that you should only allow the people to order by Visa or MasterCard. And I'm going to explain that a little bit later, but you'll say, well, what about all these other cards? What about Discover? You know, 7% of my orders are Discover card. Well, you know what? If they didn't order by Discover and you didn't give them that option, they would have ordered by their Visa. Do you ever know anybody with an American Express card that didn't have a Visa? You know, just break it down to only one option whatsoever. I have, I think, 2 more secrets, and then I'm going to get off the stage. But I don't know if this would interest any of you, but I have a way that you can all run full-page newspaper ads in all the newspapers in the United States to promote your website for free. Would that be of any interest to anybody? And I want to make this message again really clear. Burn this in your mind. The psychology is 10,000 times more important than the technology. The technology is going to teach you how to row that canoe with a perfect J-stroke down the Mississippi River while you're trying to get to Marietta, Ohio. Psychology, if you get it right, is going to get you to Marietta, Ohio. So you want to get the psychology right. Now, I told you, I have this flycatcher. You know, do all of you understand what I mean by flycatcher? It means, you know, somebody comes to my site, they give me their snail mail address. And I have this letter all sent to go out, and it sells tapes of a seminar for $600. Now, I can buy newspaper space in almost every newspaper in the entire United States for 10% of what it costs you to buy it. And have any of you ever seen the ad for my website? Has anybody seen it? You should see the ad for my website. I dare you to read that ad without going to my website. Because I have every bullet in the world in there. You can't read that ad without going to my website. You need to get a copy of that. And the people that come to my website, let's say they go to my flycatcher thing, and then they send me their snail mail address. And here's what, and by the way, I'll tell you something about newspapers. The most cost-effective space you can buy, newspapers are sold with what's called SAUs. It's standard advertising units. Now, standard advertising unit is a full page. It's a horizontal half page or a vertical half page. And don't tailor your copy for, and a quarter page is also standard advertising. Don't tailor your copy for those, but you get the most bang for the buck with a vertical half page. That's because the headline is above the fold. Now that means that a vertical half page, everything else being equal, will produce more than twice as much as two quarter pages, and more than half as much as a full page. Now, I buy quarter pages, or I buy vertical half pages for an average, now listen to what I'm saying here, of $10 per 1,000 circulation. That means if you live in a town that has a newspaper that goes to 100,000 people, I'm going to buy that entire newspaper for $1,000. And so there's no way you're going to be able to go, you know, there's no way you're going to be able to read the ad for my website without going to the website. And if you've got any entrepreneurial salesmanship blood at all, you're gonna just be stuck reading all the letters. And you're going to order some of that stuff for me. And it's going to make my website self-perpetuating, coming in from print. I don't care about search engines. You know, do you all understand? Is anybody confused about what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of you who look kind of stupid here. What you're buying is remnant or standby space. And the person you want to buy that is standby ads from Jay Greenstone in New Jersey. And I wish I had my telephone book with me. I'd give you his number. But what you can't get is you can't say this ad's going to run next Tuesday. You know, you get it for standing by when they have the space to run your ad. And newspapers are very, very hard up. Jay Greenstone. And I'll tell you what, don't call him because you want a phone pal. Call him because you're ready to play some ads, you know. And if you'll do that, you'll be surprised. You know, the way this is going to work in the future, I mean, I don't know how it's going to work in the future, because nobody can predict the future. But people are going to publicize their websites offline. They're going to get the people to come online. Then they're going to get them to order offline. And they're going to send them direct mail. It's all starting to be integrated now. You've got to start thinking about integrating. And you got to get this free bullshit mindset out of your head. If you're doing a newspaper ad, what's the best thing that could possibly happen to you? Well, the best thing that could possibly happen to you is a reporter wants to do a story on you, and he comes out to your facilities, and he really likes your store, he likes your product, he likes you, and he goes back and writes a full-page rave review about what you're doing and what you're selling, and as a public service, tells these people where and how to buy it. Well, I don't want to disappoint you or break your hearts too much, but that's not very likely to happen. Unless you're a narcotics trafficker or a pedophile or something, they're not going to write about you. So one of the big secrets is you be that reporter and you write your own rave review. A couple little interesting things. You've heard someone say you're in the math business. I always say you're in the arithmetic business. And I had a guy hire me who had written a book called How to Make $1 Million in Mail Order. Only he didn't know how to make $1 million in mail order. He sold all his books through bookstores. But he wrote the book anyway. And I rewrote his ad, and I put I said that we won't cash your check for 30 days. And what you may not know is that if you say that you won't cash somebody's check for 30 days, that you will double your refunds and triple your sales. Okay, and If you do the math on that, you will find out you make 5 to 7 times much more profit with that simple trick. Guthy Rinker, the famous infomercial company, had a Victoria Principal infomercial selling cosmetics, and they could only break even. And I said, tell the people you won't process their credit cards for 30 days. They did, and they had an infomercial that ran for years. That's just a piece of human engineering that most people don't know about. And I'll teach you something about refunds. You know when people decide to make a refund? The moment they make the order. Almost 90% of your refunds, the people are deciding to refund when they pick up the phone. So what I did is I said in the ad, if you follow our instructions and fail to make a profit, return the booklet and we'll give you double your money back. And the first part of the book was generic, and it told them things like how to get their business license, how to get their letterheads printed up, how to get a business card, et cetera, et cetera. And if somebody would write back and ask for double your money back, we'd say, we're glad to honor all our guarantees. We just want to make sure that you followed our instructions. Just send us a photocopy of your business license and a short letter telling us it didn't work to you on your letterhead, and enclose a copy of your business card. Well, all the people who fail at make money schemes, almost every one of them, don't fail because the scheme is bad. They fail because they never got off their ass and did anything. And so none of those people could do it. I do the same thing with diet offers. I would say if you follow the simple instructions in 60 days and you haven't lost more weight than you ever thought possible, send the empty product container back and we'll send you double your money back. Now, when we sent the product out, we would tell them the steps. The first thing to do is to visit your doctor, make sure you have no health problems, that this diet plan would aggravate. Take the capsules twice a day and do at least 30 days of moderate exercise. If anybody wanted double their money back, we would say the same thing. I'd say, just send us a personal letter telling us that the diet didn't work for you, that you did take the capsules, that you went for a walk for 30 minutes every day, and give us the name and address and the approximate date you visited your doctor, get his approval to start our program. Well, these were reasonable requests, which they should have done, but nobody did that. Now, in reality, what you do when you work this situation is that anybody who asks for a refund, I train my clients to give them a refund, but if anybody wants a double your money back refund, most of these people are frauds. And what this does, by the way, is it pushes up your sales and by about 50%, and it reduces your refunds dramatically. It reduces them by about 2/3. That's just a piece of human engineering that you need to know about. But I told you that snail mail was a lot more profitable than email, and I think it would probably be useful if I do read just a little bit more. Suppose you have a website and you sell something on that site. Let's say that so far you have sold whatever it is you are selling to 10,000 people. And now you've come up with another product your 10,000 customers might be interested in. So you write a sales pitch and send it to your customers. You decide to send 5,000 of your customers your sales pitch by email, and the other 5,000 customers the same pitch by snail mail. Will it make a difference? Here is what will happen. Whatever amount of orders you got from your 5,000 snail mails, you will get, let me change this, 20 times more orders from your snail mail. And as John and I both know, some of you people are going to test it, and you're going to get only 18 times more orders, and you're going to bitch about it. So to hell with you. That means if you get 15 orders from your email mailing, you will get 300 orders from your 5,000 snail mail mailing. Take a moment to think about how important that is. Let's say your product is a book you sell for $37. The 15 orders from your email pitch would bring in $555.
Of course, it didn't cost you a dime to mail any of those 5,000 email pitches either. And it didn't cost you a dime to fill your orders either, since all you had to do was send your customers an email with an attachment containing the ebook. So since you can mail your pitch and deliver your book for free over the internet, your net profit is the same as your gross profit, namely $555. But now let's take a look at the numbers from those 500 snail mail pitches you sent out. Since you got 20 times as many orders, you ended up selling 300 books. At $37 a piece, you took in $11,100. Oh, but wait, sending out those 5,000 snail mails was not free. You had to pay approximately 70 cents to mail each one of them. That cost you $3,500 to physically mail out those 5,000 snail mail sales letters. And it gets worse. You actually had to pay to fulfill all those 300 books, too. Let's say it costs about $3 a piece to fulfill those orders. Damn, that's another $900 you had to shell out. Therefore, with the cost of the mailing, $3,500, and the cost of filling those 300 book orders, $900, you had to spend a big fat $4,400. That's so sad, because when you deduct those $4,400 in expenses from the $11,100 you took in, well, your net profit is only $6,700. And just in case you don't have a calculator handy, that means your snail mail produced more than 12 times as much profit as the free email. Now, unfortunately, many of you are going to have to go back in time and become direct mail experts. Or you're going to have to become really good at direct mail. Because if you're going to use the internet, direct mail is going to be your best friend. Because that's going to put you so far ahead of your competition, it's going to be enormous. Used to be that when you typed letters, you would make carbon copies. You could make a carbon copy of that letter. And if you'd send out the letter and get X percent, if you'd send out the carbon copy and say, I'm still waiting for a reply to this letter, you'd get about 70% of the original letter. But if you sent the carbon copy first without sending the original, you'd get about 110 or 120% back. It's just a piece of human engineering. It's like understanding the psychology of what will make people work. Now, there's two other things that I want to talk about that I want everybody to pay attention to. there's a couple of things that are kind of important. If you can do it, do this. In my newsletter, it says the Gary Halbert letter, and it gives the address, and it gives the phone number, and it gives the fax number. And if you want your website to produce more orders, tell them your physical address. Get yourself a physical address. In fact, if you can do it, get yourself a little office where you can tell them, we're located at 123 Elm Street. That's right next door to the public library across the street from the police station. Drop in on us anytime you want. And put a little old lady in there. You know, just to add that. You know, when we did the coat of arms mailing, we had a little red house across from the post office, and we stocked it with a couple of little old ladies. We were mailing 1 million letters a week. But people would stop in there because that letter was so personal and so human that they wanted to, you know, they didn't want to see it. There was an earlier guy that did that. He sent this great letter. The dean of direct mail told me about this guy named Ed Mayer. And he was talking about how he and his family would go gather firewood and it would make these great colors and crackling flames and all that stuff. And he happened to be in Georgia, and it was on the route from, you know, all the northern states to Florida, and people would stop, and it was a sawmill, you know, that he wrote this from. But it seemed such like a personal letter.
I'm going to tell you a way that some of you might be able to use that I just did. I sent a message recently to all of my people and offered to reveal a secret to them, but told them I couldn't reveal it online. You'd have to send me my snail mail address. And my home is just, I printed them all out, you know, there's oogobs of them. So I turned it in to a newsletter, one-page newsletter, and it is on the envelope icon. I have people click on an envelope icon to open up and read the newsletter. It says, the shortest, parentheses, and most valuable, close parentheses, newsletter that Gary Halbert has ever written. And if I can see with the help of this flashlight, I'm going to read this to you because it's going to illustrate a point when I tell you something else about it. I always start my letters from north of Jewfish Creek, Thursday, 4:53 p.m. Dear friend and subscriber, have you ever wondered if I tell all my marketing secrets in newsletters and at my seminars? Actually, I do not. But I have decided to reveal to some of you perhaps my most important secret for making huge profits. Nobody has ever told you about this because nobody else knows about it. There's just one catch. I cannot reveal this secret online. I have to send it to you via snail mail. If you've been reading my newsletters for any length of time, I think you know by now, I never misuse your email address, nor do I let anyone else use your email address for any reason whatsoever. By the same token, if you give me your snail mail address, it will be safe with me. I will consider it as sacred as I do your email address. And as soon as you give me your snail mail address, I will mail you a letter containing this huge secret you can use to make tons of money, and I will reveal this secret for free. Like I said, you will never get this piece of information from anybody else. Nobody else knows it. So if you are interested, simply email me your snail mail address to my personal email address, which is nosexgary@aol.com. There's a little story behind that if you ever want to hear. By the way, in the subject line of your email to me, please write snail mail address so I won't mistake your email for spam and delete it without reading it. Thanks for reading this rather long message. Sincerely, Gary C. Halbert. P.S. This is, without doubt, the most profitable thing you will ever learn about how to increase website profits. Now, right now, if you go to my website, that letter is in first place. I'm, of course, writing a new newsletter, and the new newsletter will soon be in first place. But that letter will forever be in second place, and I consider that my flycatcher letter. Because once people get to know and trust me, they have no problem. In fact, people voluntarily send me their email addresses. They send me their business address. They send me their phones. They send me their faxes. They send all of that. And I have a steady stream coming in every day of that. And you know what? You know what I do then? Now, what I'm going to read to you is going to seem to be redundant, but I would rather be redundant than remiss because all of you have to get this. All right, the person has sent me the snail mail address, and we have a 20-page letter. This is in an envelope with my corner card address. It's already stamped, and as soon as we get the snail mail address, this is already printed and sealed. We just write that and put it in the mail the same day. And here's what it says: from north of Jewfish Creek, Friday, 8:44 p.m. Dear friend and subscriber, if you read just the first two pages of this letter, you will learn a secret that will probably make you rich. If you read the other 18 pages, you will learn about other secrets that, if you choose to use them, can make you more money than any sane person can possibly spend. Why am I sending you this information? Well, a short time ago, you read a message from me delivered to you by the magic of the internet, and that message said, dear friend and subscriber, have you ever wondered if I tell all my marketing secrets in my newsletters and at my seminars? Actually, I do not, et cetera, et cetera. And it repeats the same thing that they read. Well, why do I do that? Well, the thing is, what has happened since they sent me their snail mail address? Have they just sent there waiting for my letter? No, the boiler broke and it's flooded, you know, and the boss wants his report, and the husband is bitching at the wife for something that she didn't do, or she's bitching. Life has interfered. So I'm reminding him that he did this, why I'm doing it, and rekindling his interest in it. And then I send him what happens to be, what segues into, I give them the information. I actually give them the information. That's very important. Is I deliver on the promise. And then I segue into how they could get a lot more secrets if they would buy the tapes of my seminar. I'm going to touch on two other things. Human engineering, in my opinion, should start with what you're selling. And I'm going to make a statement here, and you guys can look around and see if it's true or not. I'm going to try and do a selling job on a product that every woman in this room will raise her hand if I say, well, you want to buy this product. Here's how it came about. I had a seminar recently in Miami, and there was a lady that wanted to come to the seminar, but she couldn't afford it. She had cancer, and she was having a hysterectomy. And I said, hey, just come on, be my guest. I'd be glad to have you. Turns out, her name is Julie Brumlich, and she's a genius, eccentric as anybody can be. And she's the world's leading expert on emu oil. Do any of you know what that is? Emu oil? Well, emu oil, to make it brief, emus are big, stupid birds. And the father has to incubate the birds. So he's what?
That's how national
food is. It fits. And the father has a big hump of fat on his back because he has to incubate the eggs. And so they get the fat from him. That starts with the emu oil. And by the way, Julie was in Russia, and just a brief aside, she was teaching something there, and someone got a hold of her, and there was something called the Emu Association of America, and they wanted to hire her as a consultant. Now, emus in the 1980s or something like that were $30,000 a bird. And these were the horniest creatures in the world. They just reproduced like crazy. And the idea was they would keep reproducing, and pretty soon you'd have 30,000 emus. Well, they sold this concept so well that there was an emu glut in Texas. You know, everybody had emu farms, and nobody wanted to pay $30,000 for an emu anymore. And they were selling the meat of the emu, which is stringy and, you know, doesn't have enough cholesterol to interest anybody. And and they were selling it like 50-pound chunks, and she gave them a little bit of advice. And she gave them some good advice, but, you know, the emu meat industry kind of died out. And she got to thinking, you know, this oil seems very interesting. So she must have taken it to a dozen, maybe 20 colleges, and where they studied rat-tide oils. Now, you know how birds of prey like hawks and eagles are called raptors? Well, emus are part of a rat-tide family. I think there's only three of them, the ostrich, the emu, and some other weird thing that Ed probably knows what it is. I don't know. And it's very rancid. But its molecules are microscopic. And Julie invented the way to triple refine it. So it was a nice jar of cream. And because the molecules are so small, it will penetrate 7 layers of skin. And it stimulates the growth of collagen. And collagen shrinkage is what causes wrinkles. So this will actually be an alternative, it is, to collagen injections. Now, That sounds kind of interesting. He's the guy who invented the SPF rating for suntan oils. And he got the idea of taking, I might say this wrong, hydrochloroxide or something, and adding it to emu oil. But they processed it in a way that it wasn't powdered, it was fractionated. And what it did is it creates billions, this is a true story, of microprisms that reflect light. And it's invisible. You put this in the emu oil, and if you put this on your finger, and you got wrinkles on your finger, and leave it there for 60 seconds, you look at this finger that you put it on, and you look at this one, and this one will smooth. It doesn't make the wrinkles go away. It makes them invisible for as long as that oil is on there, till they walk away. Now, is that an incredible product or what? Let me tell you the way I describe that. It's cheating, but it works. How to look up to 20 years younger in less than 60 seconds. If you are interested in looking up to 20 years younger in less than a minute, this will be the most important, most exciting message you will ever read. Here is why. There is now a new cream called Deception that uses something very much like a magician's trick to de-age your skin. Before I tell you the secret, and you can tell I'm just working on this, of how you can test this to see how it works, I want to tell you the way to do the test. What you do is you can prove it to yourself and that it really does work. Here's how you do the test. Put a little of the cream on your fingertips and gently rub it into your face. But just put it on one side of your face. Then wait about 60 seconds and look at yourself in the mirror, in your bathroom mirror. What you will see in the mirror is utterly amazing. If you put the cream on the right side of your face, that side will look up to 20 years younger than the other side, and the cream will be 100% invisible. It is colorless, odorless, and you won't even be able to feel it if you touch your skin. How can this be? What's going on here? Is this some kind of magic? No, it's not magic. It's science that seems like magic. The main ingredient in this cream is something called emu oil. I'll tell you all about emu oil in a moment. But first, let me tell you about what created the magic effect. First, this is the only triple refined emu oil in the world. But an extra ingredient has been added to it as it is being made into a cream. This extra ingredient is a certain form of, there it is, titanium oxide. And it has been fractionated instead of pulverized. That means instead of turning into flakes, when it is processed, it turns into billions of microscopic prisms, you know, that reflect light. And then I say, so what? Here's so what. Now, this is a product right here. And this really, really does. It enhances the growth of collagen that fills in your wrinkles naturally and makes your wrinkles invisible to the naked eye in the meantime. It's for real. And anybody, any of the women in here like to have this? Anybody who wants this can have it. Here, I'll just throw it up. Try it on one of your fingers. Everything you can do that makes you more accessible, or at least seemingly more accessible, is going to increase your sales. Something that nobody talks about, we should all mention this, John should talk about it more, I should talk about it more, every teacher, is how fragile a sale is. Just one little thing, and you know, you lost it. So you got to pay attention to all those details and get it exactly right, because that thread is gossamer thin, and magnificent sales letter and everything. You got to have this all working right. And one little trick I used to do, as I said, and it was something that we did millions of campaigns on. And I said, if you have any questions about this offer, call 305, blah, 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 blah. Now, since we had millions of people calling or ordering, reading this ad, we did get calls on there all the time. And we had somebody talking on there. But if anybody interrupted, they were real calls. But just the fact, most of the people wouldn't call. But the fact that they could, do you understand? That they could, at least they thought they could, reassured them. And if you want to reassure them even more, say, you can call Maggie anytime between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern time. You know, if you don't get her, keep calling back, because she gets an awful lot of calls. She doesn't answer the phone on weekends. You're making it real for them. Do you understand that? Do you know 90% of the forward movement of this country is made by small entrepreneurs, made like in this room? It isn't made by big businesses. And it sure as hell isn't made by government. And it is made by guys and women like you sitting in this room. And we struggle. They put every kind of hurdle in front of us to do it. And it just lifts my heart to talk to audiences and to be able to help them struggling to do this, you know, fighting against these odds, against every insane obstacle that they can put up, including taking it away from you if you don't know how to keep it once you make it. So I just want you to know that you're all my heroes, and thank you for listening to me tonight.